Eso sí es San Andrea. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 171. 171. Give thanks to our Lord for our family altar this evening. We shall read together Psalms 94. Psalms 94. Psalms 94, verse 1. In the name of Jesus, I read, O Lord, God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O Judge of the earth, repay to the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked? How long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words, all the evildoers boast. 5. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. 6. They kill the widow and the sojourner, and murder the fatherless. And they say, the Lord does not see, the God of Jacob does not perceive. 8. Understand, O dullest of the people, fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of men, that they are but a breath. 12. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give rest from days of trouble until a pit is dug for the wicked. 14. For the Lord will not forsake his people, he will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. 16. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you? Those who frame injustice by statute, they band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. 22. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. So in this, we can see the many things that will affect our faith and even threaten to produce despair. But this is made an opportunity to praise in the place and also an act of worship. So the first part we shall see is from verses 1 to 3, where in this major part here we see the rebellious and the wicked must hear and obey God. So what's the first thing that they need to do? The first thing is from verses 1 to 3, that is to recognize as that God is the judge of the earth. So that's why in verse 1, O Lord God of vengeance. So the psalmist actually begins with a very simple and profound recognition that vengeance actually belongs to God. So he sees and judges righteously among mankind and will bring vengeance as appropriate. But this does not mean that vengeance does not belong to man, but rather vengeance belongs to one who sees more than we see and knows more than we know. So this means that it is only appropriate that we ask God to dispense vengeance, and we have to trust his superior knowledge, wisdom, and timing in doing so. This is many times we can also see this is recorded in the Bible, where in Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 56. Verse 56, for a destroyer has come upon her, upon Babylon. Her warriors are taken, their bows are broken in pieces. For the Lord is a God of recompense, he will surely repay. So since God is given this title, the God of recompense, therefore we are assured, therefore the Lord will surely repay. And continue to see, where he also says God, asking the psalmist has asked God to shine forth. So we can see that here it connects the vengeance of God with his glory. That in the end, vengeance upon sin and sinners, this become a part of the glory of God. And then he also continued to tell us that asking the Lord God to rise up. So the psalmist now has committed the work of vengeance unto God, but will still pray that God will fulfill his duty and will render the punishment to the proud. But here we can see, continue with verse 3, that now the psalmist, now he will question the Lord God about how long. So this we can see and send a note of urgency to the prayer of the psalmist, that he was asking God to account for the time when will this vengeance be accomplished. Just likened to the souls that were under the altar, the psalmist also here cried out, how long will it be? Secondly, they are also to recognize the rebellion of the wicked from verses 4 to 7, where they utter speech and speak insolent things. Where the wicked, the first thing noted about the wicked is their words, where they speak defying words, insolent things, and even boast of themselves. So this is total contrast with a righteous one who is humble and gracious in his speech. And the next one, the next thing to note about the wicked is their actions against the people, against the heritage of God, where they will destroy them, so-called to speak, break in pieces, or even to afflict them. If you compare to the people of God, the mark of righteousness, or rather their righteous deeds, is their love. And the next thing, they also slay the widow and even the stranger, where the wicked will attack those who are weak, those who are disadvantaged, even to murder them. This is in total contrast with one who is righteous, who care for the weak and the disadvantaged. And the next one is that the Lord does not see. For that is what they say, that they were both saying that they have no fear in the Lord God. So this is their attitude of ignorance and arrogance to the Lord God. So therefore, and then the third part from verses 8 to 11, where they rebuke the senseless rebels, where the psalmist at that time attempted to see what is useless to help the senseless and fools with instruction and understanding. Because these people, they did not see or they did not realize their own wickedness. That is why the author continued to see. We can see from verses 4 to 7 that the wicked at that time, they are one who has done very bad before the Lord God. So they think that they think that the Lord has not seen, the Lord who has not heard about this, but they have forgotten that the Lord God that we worship today, or the Lord God who is the creator of heavens and earth, he is one who will be able to see through everything very clearly. So that is why he who disciplines will stand, he who disciplines the nation and does not rebuke. He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of men, that they are but a breath. So the Lord God actually knows about all these things very, very clearly. Very clearly, he knows about all these things very well, that these are the things that the people do. So the wisdom of God indeed is so great that he even knows the thoughts of men and women, where this God must be feared, respected, and even obeyed. That is why later in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul also quotes this psalm, saying about the triumph of God over the defying human wisdom and knowledge. And even in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, he talks about the futility of the intellect of man against the Lord God. Now we see from verses 12 to 15, that is the next part concerning the people of God now. They are to hear and obey his instruction, lest they will be. So that is why the people of God receive this consolation from God, that they will not be cast off. So from verse 12, blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord. So probably those who are senseless, those who will never listen to God, but the people of God must listen to him. They must instruct and teach them from the word of God that is out of the law of the Lord God. Then continue to see, so that God will be able to give them rest from the days of their adversity. So this is a wonderful promise to all those who receive the teaching from the word of God. where they will be able to rest when the inevitable days of adversity has come. So what is their rest? This rest is that they will be until the point that the pit is dug for the wicked, when God set all things right in his judgment. Then, for the Lord God will not forsake his people, verse 14. So this is a very good and beautiful and powerful assurance that the Lord God has given to his people, Israel. And of course, this was given in the earlier covenant, now as extended to the children of God under a better covenant. Then from verses 16 to 19, this is a comfort given to the people of God, where the Lord will help them. That's why in verse 16, who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? So here we can see that the psalmist, here now, he expressed his satisfaction that God will ultimately have judged the people righteously. So now the psalmist consider that this hope, this day that is coming, has. So he knows his own limitations when he deal with these evildoers or these workers of iniquity. For if not the Lord who helped, he would not have accomplished, or rather to be able to settle down in silence, for he knows he is not able to deal with them. But it is the mercy of the Lord God that has helped him up in the midst of a difficult day. That the comfort of the Lord will be able to be a delight to his soul. And then the last part from verses 20 to 23. So the Lord God now will cover for his people, where the Lord God will be their defense. That is why verse 20, can the wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute? Verse 21, they band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. So the psalmist knew that wickedness is sometimes found in high places. So these thrones are all marked by iniquity, and some even the laws that are devised by evil ways. So all these things can never have fellowship with God. Or just like the light cannot mix with darkness. And they will also, these people, the wicked, they will gather together against the life of the righteous, where they will act very bad. That is why Elder John has described about this wicked heart, that we are not to be marveled when we see that the world hates us. But we thank the Lord God that the Lord has been our defense. Though the wicked have set against the psalmist in high places, but he has a greater defense, where God himself was the rock of our refuge. And the Lord will bring them on their own iniquity, for ultimately this is the ending of the wicked, where the judgment of God will be righteous and fitting, and that those who have done wicked, they will have to be connected to their own iniquity in their own wickedness. So this is what the Lord God has said in Psalms 94. Now we shall reserve the remaining time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we ask our Lord God to continue to preserve each and every one of us. Let us now, in the name of Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Almighty Savior, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for this evening shall end here. God bless.